Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about the struggle to trust in your own transformation, taking time to celebrate and honor the death and rebirthing cycle that is happening, and the power of letting go of expectations and needing confirmation now. Transformation is truly, truly an amazing process. At times it's easy and other times it can be super challenging, or any way in space and place and expression in between. It's the tough times that can bring up a lot of doubt, mistrust, exhaustion, and not wanting to do your inner transformation. Sometimes it's hard to trust in your own inward transformation when things outside of you are reflecting in other ways. We're shifting out of the need to struggle, but there still is an overlay of working through the struggle to find the light, to reconnect with truth, wisdom, and we collectively are remembering who we are on a soul level that can just embrace that light without having to have the struggle. So let's reframe the struggle from one of mistrust and exhaustion into one of healing for your highest transformation. When you embrace the healing and forward momentum that is asking to come forth, the struggle shifts. And let's let that shift move from a place of doubt into filling with inner strength and trust, which reconnects and supports your commitment to your healing journey. As you shift your perspective to one of healing for your highest inner transformation and finding your inner strength and trust, everything around you starts to shift and feels and moves and works in your favor. Part of this shift is taking the time to celebrate what is ending and what is coming forth. This creates a powerful forward momentum and healing while allowing something new to birth and be created. We often forget to celebrate and honor what is ending and in turn end up holding on to the past, to what feels unfinished. Think of it more as one thing ending in order to open the door to the next expansion and to the next rebirthing cycle. Nature does this every year. She cycles through her death, rebirth, recycling process to bring forth something new. And this is part of the transformation process, taking the old, letting go, and remodeling it into something new. That's really powerful. The transformation process, when you think about it, is taking the old, letting it go, and remodeling, keyword, key energy, remodeling, oh my gosh, into something new. Isn't that awesome? So ask, what is ending for you? What is asking for completion? What do you need to honor or celebrate as you close the door and allow for the new, the remodeling to come forth? This is you honoring your own death and rebirth cycle, your process of transformation, and allowing for one thing to end so another can come into fruition, allowing for the old to sprout into wisdom and feed your new creation. This all supports you moving forward into greater balance and wholeness. And as you move forward, part of the transformation process is letting go of expectations and needing instant confirmation. This is part of the process of learning how to manifest, asking, then wanting or needing the external confirmation. That's the old way. But a lot of people get stuck here, or you can get stuck here. So as you learn to trust in your own inner transformation, letting go of expectations of how things should show up, when they should show up and what it should look like is a huge step in bringing forth a deeper trust and connection that flows within you and within the universe. You shift out of your mind and into your heart when you let go of the expectations and the need for instant confirmation. You move into a more coherent state and start to co-create with the universe. You start to embody the vibration you want to be, and things align faster, quicker, in ways beyond your wildest dreams. So the art becomes to hold that new space of creation, to hold that new vibration, to be in a state of gratitude for it to already be coming in and moving into fruition. And as you hold that space and that open door, a deeper connection with your soul starts to come through, a deeper trust and knowing that you're always supported on your journey of your inner transformation. So as you let go, you are truly finding out more of who you truly are and moving forward into deeper expansion and soul expression. If you need support trusting in your inner transformation, schedule your one-to-one intuitive session by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in accessing more of who you truly are and supporting your inner journey of healing and alignment. In the next episode, I'll be sharing about the importance of ever-flowing change, why embracing change opens doors for you, and how to start moving into greater flow and partnering with change for your own inner growth. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.